That's all from Information Desk for this week. On with the news. The team behind a city pub open new premises in the Golden Triangle. A city boozer is named one of the UK's most unusual pubs. And the council launches a last-ditch rescue plan for Anglia Square.
The team behind one of NR3's most popular watering holes have opened a micro version with bags of character in Norwich's Golden Triangle. Couple Laura Headley White and Mark White have run the brewery tap in Lawson Road for the last 13 years. The pair have now expanded their portfolio to the other side of the city with Hop Rocket at 152A Unthank Road in NR2, which is in the former home of Oliver's Bar. There are 20 rotating tap lines on the huge purpose-built Victorian-style bar, created from half a tree, and this includes 8 real ales and 12 craft keg beers. Customers can also get ciders, wines and spirits, and the fridge, nicknamed Hazy Sways, stocks an extensive range of bottles and cans. All beers are available to take away, including those on tap, with containers to take home for a £1 deposit. Mr. White said, "We source our beers not just from breweries in Norfolk, but from across the UK. There are also board games, newspapers and a baby changing unit, and while they don't serve hot food, there are sausage rolls on the bar and customers can bring in takeaways." Hop Rocket is open Monday to Thursday, 12 noon to 11pm, Friday and Saturday, 12 noon till midnight, and Sunday, 12 noon to 10:30pm.
A cluster of schools has warned its parents they could face legal action if they continue to use the staff car park to drop off the children without permission. The head teachers of Kinsale Junior and Infant Schools in Helston, along with the manager of Helston Preschool, have written to parents, citing concerns over the site being used for school runs. The three schools, which share a site off Middleton's Lane, do not allow parents to use the site for dropping off children unless they have special permits, instead requiring them to use nearby streets. However, some have continued to drive up to the school gates and drop their children off in the car park. Ros Robinson, head teacher of Kinsale Junior, said, "The letter was sent to parents following numerous concerns about the potential dangers created by the number of vehicles entering and exiting the site during drop-off and pick-up times. Parents and carers are aware that vehicles should not be on the school site unless there is a specific need and no alternatives. For those with specific needs, we have issued permits and asked for these to be on display."
An historic watering hole in Norwich, thought to be the oldest in the city, has been named one of the UK's most unusual pubs. The Adam and Eve in Bishopsgate features in National Geographic's new guide to the UK's weird and wonderful drinking spots. It opened in 1249 for the small army of hungry and thirsty stonemasons working on Norwich Cathedral, and it served the workers bread, cheese and ale. It has many historical features, and there's also evidence of an Anglo-Saxon well below the foundations. The pub is said to be haunted by the friendly ghost of Lord Sheffield, nicknamed Sam, who is thought to have been killed there during the 1549 Kett's Rebellion. Landlady Rita McCluskey said, "Some regulars claim Sam makes off with coats and scarves, usually returned the next day. We are also the starting point for Norwich's weekly ghost walks. The focus is on conversation at the pub, which has no TV or music, and celebrity visitors over the years include singer Fergal Sharkey, comedian Vic Reeves, and Norfolk pop artist Colin Self."
Children at Adiram School are getting a helping paw as they learn to read. Pupils at King's Park Infant School are welcoming Larry once a week as part of Therapy Dogs Nationwide's new Paws and Read programme. The Yorkshire Terrier Cross miniature poodle, aged 6, has been supporting people in Norfolk for the last 8 months by visiting care homes, day centres and a hospital. Now he is set to help children at the school become bookworms by reading to him. Larry's owner, Brenda Finney, has a grandson who attends King's Park Infant School. He had told the school that Larry was a therapy dog, volunteering with therapy dogs nationwide, leading to the adorable Pooch starting his regular visits. Laura Finney, one of the school's governors, said, "The benefits to the children are amazing. To relieve the pressure that some children feel when reading to another person allows their confidence and self-esteem to flourish." After Larry's first day, one of the children said, "Can Larry come in every day to help us read?" Research on Therapy Dogs Nationwide's website suggests children can be nervous and uncomfortable when reading aloud in a classroom environment, especially those who are struggling. The Pause and Read program allows these children to read a therapy dog as they are non-judgmental, attentive, and perfect listeners.
City Hall is to ask the government for exceptional financial support to help rescue plans to redevelop Anglia Square. Mike Stonard, leader of the council, revealed he was preparing to approach ministers about funding for the jeopardised project. The £300 million revamp of the site was suddenly scrapped after its developers, Western Homes, said it was no longer financially viable. The scheme would have seen up to 1,100 new homes built, along with office, retail and leisure space. Western Homes criticised the Conservative government and the Nutrient Neutrality Directive, which blocked the building of new homes, and said it was among the factors that pushed up costs. Mr. Stonard said he plans to ask government for millions to save the scheme as the future of the site hangs in the balance. The project was initially due to receive £15 million from Homes England's Housing Infrastructure Fund, but delays to the scheme meant that it was eligible for only £7 million. Western Homes faced one of its biggest setbacks in 2020 when the local government secretary, Robert Jenrick, blocked the original granting of planning permission by Norwich City Council. He shut down the proposals on the grounds that a proposed 20-storey tower, which was later dropped from the application, was of excessive size in relation to its context. The development was also hit by a drop in demand for office spaces as more people started working from home due to the pandemic, and Western Homes said changes in government design guidelines meant it would have to make significant cuts to the number of homes. Mr. Stonard said, in the end, even with the package of financial support from the council and Homes England, the viability was too tight and the scheme was too risky. The finance could not be raised and the developer did indeed walk away.